Hi, this is Donnell Cole, student at Coppin State University, here to do my interview. Who are you?
My name is Paula Brooks Guest.
Where are you from?
I am, in terms of my birthplace?
Yes.
I am. Was born in Baltimore, Maryland.
Your age?
I am 73.
Okay. What did you like most about school before the Brown versus the Board of Education?
I liked going to school in the morning and actually doing the preliminaries before the school day actually got started. We would sometimes sing a song, a hymn, and of course we would read scripture. And, so that was one of the fun things that I truly enjoyed.
Okay. How was the student-teacher interaction?
It was very good. The teachers were very professional. They wore suits. The ladies wore suits with stockings and heels and, you know, nice dress, well-dressed. And the teachers, the men, wore their suits as if they were almost going to church. And very, very professional, and every classroom was very neat and organized.
Okay. What were some of the strategies used in the classroom? Were they effective?
Well, I wasn't a great student in terms of wanting to be at school all the time because I was very sick in the beginning of my life. However, they would do show and tell. So it encouraged the children to stand up and speak, and that was very good. Also, they were patient. They sent home all kinds of reports, and just their organization, it was just a level of professionalism. You know that when you walked into the school building, you were there for a purpose, and that was to learn.
Okay. Were the students respectful?
Absolutely. The students were absolutely respectful, and I think that a lot of it had to do with their home training. There were parents, that were very, very strong and concerned about their children's education. That's a fact for my parents. And we were expected at home to do what we were supposed to do in school and beyond. And as a result of that, my sister and I both love to read. And so that was one of our fun things was to read. You know, in summertime, we'd check out the maximum amount of books, 8 books, and we would take them home and read them. But I think parents really were the backbone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how was your overall learning experience?
Excellent. It really, the focus was on a well-rounded education. There was involvement between the PTA and the teachers, and it really made for a good learning experience. You know, they didn't rule with meanness, but more with compassion. And so I wouldn't even call it ruling, but they taught. They knew how to teach. And jumping all the way to college years, when I started at Morgan, The word that I remember was indefatigable, and it was my English professor, and she threw that word out, and it was just the beginning of a great experience. You know, the emphasis was on communicating well, writing, speaking, you know, all of those things, and so overall my experience in school was very good.
Uh-huh. And two more. Did race play a role in the classroom setting?
When I was in grade school, and it was not a problem because we were all African American, and so it was never really a problem. We knew that things were happening out there, but our parents, at least my parents, kept my sister and me very protected, and I didn't really realize that we were in such a racist world until I got much older and understood it, you know, for myself, and then we would have conversations about it. I did spend a year at University of Maryland because I thought I was going to be a speech therapist, but I found out that I hated zoology. So I transferred back to Morgan, and aced everything there. And I was very, very happy to find my gift, which is communication. So I do a lot of speaking engagements, especially when I was at the Sun. I was a part of their speakers bureau. And I have to attribute a lot of this to my education, especially at Morgan, because that's where I really found my true gifts. I was a reporter for the Afro when I graduated from Morgan, and then I worked for the Baltimore Sun for 35 years. But I flew all over the United States for them because I was in their advertising department, first black woman ever in advertising at the Sun. And I'll tell you this, that was right after the civil rights movements, because I graduated from Morgan in 71. So that was, you know, just the beginning of a new decade, and all the 60s were really dealing with the civil rights movements and things like that. So it was a very difficult time, but the first black woman in advertising, I know they hired me for two reasons. One, I was black, and number two, I was a woman. So they killed two birds with one stone. So anyway, I represented our people very well as my parents and myself and the Lord.
Well, you already answered the next question. I was going to ask you, did your education play a role in your career?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Ms. Gatz, for this interview. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.